you never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
So ons het vir jou ook 'n foto gesit daar op die Scenic Drive Facebook page. Jy kan sien hoe trots staan die mense daar hulle met hulle komberse. This is just fascinating to me. 2,150 kilometer. They have to complete the race in 26 days. Why, Larry, why? What ad was that again? Why, Larry, why?
Was that? I remember that.
Kumariki. It's by our orders, was Amali.
Yeah, man, this is not risk, but I can't die in my GS, no fraud. Die oude dom is goed, jy weet. Ek weet eens waar ek is op hierdie oomblik nie.
Maybe I dreamed it.
No, I do remember. I think it was some internet company or something.
No, they didn't have internet back then.
Maybe it was just starting.
Wow, Larry, why? Bastard. Okay, listen, some of the riders we're talking to this fine afternoon, and one of them, Alex Harris, I see he just passed the Groenfontein stopover. He's heading to Fietskraal. It's just outside Pearston. I don't know. Where's Pearston, Joe, man? You Google this? Alex Harris.
In the middle of nowhere.
Alex, where the hell is Pearston? Which province is that?
Yeah, it's the Cape, somewhere in the Cape. But that's about as close as I can narrow it down for you, I'm afraid.
But you go through the little town.
No, actually, you turn off disappointingly 5Ks before it, so you see it in the distance.
Oh, no.
And you dream about what's in there, but you never get there.
Listen, so I just need to point out, you guys cannot use GPS devices. The route is not marked. So you got to use maps, a compass, or someone's got to give you directions, which is, I don't think, a good idea in South Africa. You're very bad at that.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a bit old-fashioned, but it's how the race started, and they've kind of kept to the, you know, some of those purest traditions. So the faster riders have tended to spend a bit more time over the years learning all the tricky bits, because to spend time with all these maps, you're going to be longer than 26 days.
How long have you been cycling now? Like, I'm in this race. How long? How many days?
I'm on my fifth day.
Day five. And have you figured out the sleep thing yet?
Yeah, so I'm sleeping about 3-4 hours a night, trying to get into a station at about 10 o'clock, sleep through till about 2 o'clock, ride about 18 hours, get through to the next station, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So far that strategy's working, but it's tiring going. You know, today we had some brutal headwinds, and it's hot. It's hot, Tatcha.
You sound tired, man. I feel sorry for you, Alex. You think you're going to make it?
Make it tonight, make it to the end of the race.
To the end
I'm
of
confident.
The race, Alex.
I take it one day at a time. The only thing that exists for me is today, and that ends at a little support station about 50 kilometers from here. Mm. All my energy is going toward that. I'll sleep, and I'll wake up restored, ready for a new day.
Now, what's happening at the little station? Is there a bed and a shower and things like that, or what?
Yeah, it's a farmhouse, you know, a couple of farmers, they look after you, make a meal. You can have a shower, you can sleep if you want. Some guys won't, some guys will just push on depending what time of day they get there. But, it's a little oasis in the middle of nowhere.
I just need to point out that this is not your first rodeo. You've done the race 4 times.
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
This is the last time.
Why, Alex, why?
Well, I've only got 3 blankets. You get a blanket when you cross the line. And I've got 4 kids in the house, so one blanket
that's
short.
That's it. Yeah, have you been to Clarence? You just go there and buy it in the shop there.
It's not the same. Trust me. Come out here for a day and you'll see this blanket's worth plenty.
So is it? What are the benefits of this, except the nice Basutu blanket? Give me like 5 benefits of doing this race.
Well, you're isolated. You won't see anyone for days. You cross over remote tracks used by people generations ago through our wilderness areas. You see a variety of animals. I mean, every day and night you see crazy things that you're not sure what it is, but you know it's wildlife. I mean, I saw a white cat last night, and it would look like a domesticated cat, but it couldn't possibly have been one where I saw it. So I don't know. Maybe I didn't see it. But the people
maybe.
You do meet are just salt of the earth, you know. They're welcoming, they're friendly, they make you feel like you're part of the family when it's something you sorely need.
So now, 26 days is obviously the duration in which you should finish it. What are you aiming for this year?
I'm aiming for under 10 days, which means I've got to go, guys. I've got a long way to get to school today.
Okay. Alex, wish you the best,
but
man.
Listen, yeah. Appreciate the catch up, and thank you. Think of us, and we'll head out into the night.
Listen, enjoy your rest tonight, Alex. Go well.
Will do, man. Thanks, eh?
Bye bye.
Ciao.
Man, I still don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
You need it's just a thing as fat near, but near it a
motorbike.
Yeah, or an SUV or something. Just,
oh, yeah.
Don't you see the same area? Mike is with us. Now, Mike Woolner is en route to Hofmeyr. Hello, Mike.
How's it?
Mike, I just spoke to Alex Harris. Do you know him?
No, I know Alex very well, yeah.
Okay, and you've also done the race a few times. How many times?
I've completed it 5 times. This will be my 6th one, yeah.
Now, Hofmeyr sounds familiar. Where is that?
Hofmeyr?
Yeah.
I think people have been there maybe once or twice, but where is Hofmeyr? It's north of Craddock.
Craddock. All right.
Yeah.
So this is
so
day...
down in the Eastern Cape, yeah.
So what day is this for you? Day 5 as well, or what day is this for you?
I started the same time as Alex. So Alex is a good 100 odd k's ahead of me.
Oh, yes.
I think I haven't had comms for a few days, so I think that's where he is.
How did that happen?
I said, well, what happened? I mean, Alex is a lot faster than me. Lost my athletic, you know. I'm the old guy here. So what you've got to do is take the skill set that you've got and balance them. Alex has got speed and power. He can ride stuff that, you know, the rest of us mortals have to walk up. So what I've got on my side is I can ride long without sleeping. So that's how the game plays out. So.
Listen, but good news, Mike. I just spoke to him. He sounds very tired. Very.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Yeah. Now you've cheered me up.
Listen, Mike, we're rooting for you guys. I just asked Alex this question, and he said he's got 4 kids, so he's got 3 blankets. Now he needs a 4th one for the last kid. Why do you do this? Like, it sounds insane to us mortals. Why do you do it?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I mean, I wrote an article about it recently, and the wire is very short. You know, when I ride through the Transkei, and places like that, they're always shouting out from the village doors, "Where are you going? Where are you going?" And my answer is, there's just something about this which is, you know, it's just soulful riding. You ride your bike, you push your limits, you discover your own monsters, you face them head on, and you deal with it. And you've got days to sort stuff out in your head.
Ah, that sounds good. But they also do it at a clinic here in Centurion.
Yeah, no, but this is cheaper.
Mike, we wish you the best. Happy cycling, happy travels.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Cheers, well, bye. Bye.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.